Hey everyone, this is Adam Ellenbost from Nightlight Astrology, and today we're going to take a look at the fact that in this upcoming Venus retrograde, Venus will hit a square to Uranus and a square to Jupiter several times during the retrograde, which is maybe one of the most, it could be the easiest piece of this upcoming retrograde to miss, maybe the most underrated, but also like the most potent part of this upcoming Venus retrograde. So I want to look at that today and give you guys just a few off-the-cuff remarks. Now, I apologize. Usually I have an organized set of notes, but I am just returning home from a trip to the Redwoods with my family. You saw some of my videos earlier this week. I have yet to shave from the long, like, plane trip home, and I'm trying to get this finished on time for my team to get produced and ready for next week. So this is a little off the cuff today, but I've been thinking about this for a while, and so I do have some prepared thoughts mentally for you guys. It's not going to be totally incoherent. I hope that you guys will get something good from it. So we're going to look at what it means that this Venus retrograde will be hitting Uranus and Jupiter a couple of times. With that in mind, what can we expect from the Venus retrograde cycle? How will this change the feel of the cycle? So that is our goal for today. Before we get into it, as always, don't forget to like and subscribe. It really helps the channel to grow when you also share your comments and reflections. I love reading what you guys have to say always. You can find a transcript of today's talk on the website, nightlightastrology.com. And when you're over there, check out my readings and courses. We've just had some new courses start. Not too late to join if you want to hop in still. If you have any questions about my readings or courses, feel free to email us info@nightlightastrology.com. Okay, well, I want to bring up the real-time clock and show you exactly why I'm so excited about this retrograde cycle and why I don't think it is like an average Venus retrograde cycle. I mean, every Venus retrograde cycle will typically feature some aspects from Venus to other planets. For example, a couple of years ago, around the, I think it was June, about May, June of 2020, when Venus went retrograde in the sign of Gemini, we had some squares to Neptune that were very powerful. And I won't go, I'm not going to like try to relitigate that whole Venus retrograde, which was very powerful. but what I will say is that Venus retrograde on its own is a powerful transit. When you pair it with a recurring aspect through the retrograde cycle, that's when some really magical things start to happen, and they will end up qualifying or characterizing the Venus retrograde cycle itself in a way that is very different from just, say, the whole sign house or the sign that Venus is traveling through. We had one a couple of years ago with Venus in Capricorn that went through a conjunction with Pluto. Very similar situation in terms of it being a powerful aspect that further defined the cycle. So with this one, here's what we're looking at. And I'm actually going to isolate everything. I'm going to isolate everything but Venus, Jupiter, and Uranus. So let me just show you what this looks like. So at the very beginning of July, but actually let's go back in time and just back this up so you guys can see where it all started. So this is about mid-June. And what I want you to notice is that this is early to mid-June, Venus in Leo goes through a square to Jupiter. So you already experienced this in about the middle part of June. We did a good amount of talking about this on my channel too. Venus is going to continue scooting along through Leo. And then the very beginning of July here, as we're getting into, we've been talking about this aspect already this week, it'll come through over the weekend. Here's Venus squaring Uranus. We talked about that. Now, I'm going to be refreshing us on these archetypes in a minute. I just want to show you the timeline first. So that's July 1st. If we continue moving Venus along, what happens is Venus gets up to the fixed star Regulus almost at about 29 Leo. So it's an auspicious place. I think technically maybe Regulus has even moved into zero Virgo at this point, but very close to stationing on Regulus, which is a powerful fixed star. Venus turns retrograde. This is toward the latter part of July here, like around the 22nd to the 23rd. Then Venus's retrograde will take it back, and through the retrograde, it will come back into contact with Uranus through square again. And so the beginning of July, and then into about mid-August, this is the, I guess, August 9th. So Venus will once again square Uranus. Now let's take it forward. Venus's retrograde will then take it through a square to Jupiter. This is around August 22nd. So there's the square to Jupiter. Now remember, that came around in early June. So we have a repeat of June's Venus-Jupiter transit, this time in late August. I think that's pretty interesting. And then Venus will station and turn direct in early September. So here's Venus. You can see the little S under Venus stationing, turning direct by September 4th into the 5th. And then Venus is going to go forward. And one of the first things it does, and by the way, when it stations, it's still within that 3-degree range of Jupiter. So it's very much still doing its Venus-Jupiter dance. Now we have the exact square coming through again around the 17th. And then if we keep taking Venus forward through her direct motion, you'll see that Venus will hit the square to Uranus one more time. And this is right around September 29th. So, you know, Venus's dance between early June and late September includes 3 squares to Jupiter and then 3 squares to Uranus. Fantastic. The reason that it's fantastic is because Jupiter and Uranus are in the sign of Venus. So they have what's called reception with Venus. Not only that, but Jupiter-Uranus conjunctions, as you have heard me talk about previously on this channel, the Jupiter-Uranus cycles are known for creating expansive opportunities for breakthrough, for the release of pent-up energy, for liberation. They create growth, opportunity, abundance. They create positive moments of personal transformation and breakthrough, or wherever there needs to be a further expression of, of freedom in general, the impulse toward freedom, expansion, moving beyond old limits, old patterns, the themes of renaissance, awakening, revolution, emancipation, the bursting out of blocked up energies, the overcoming of obstacles. It's the kind of transit that gives you wings. So Jupiter-Uranus in Venus's sign as a very positive combination that is in the process of coming together, although they're still co-present already, even though they haven't come together by degree, and I think it's next April that they do, if I'm up to the top of my head. So that Jupiter-Uranus dynamic in Venus's sign, to me, is an omen of great potential and a dynamic period of growth that we're in for the next year with Jupiter and Uranus co-present. Now, what does that mean for Venus? Well, what's so exciting about this is that with Venus retrogrades in general, there's always an opportunity for growth around our relationships, love, beauty, aesthetics, whether you're redesigning, remodeling a bathroom, or you're going to paint a bedroom, or you're changing your wardrobe, or you're getting a tattoo, or sometimes people have plastic surgeries. So it can be very mundane, the way that we are reconfiguring our relationship to Venus, very physical. And there's nothing wrong with that. It can also be incredibly spiritual. It can be about the liberation of pent-up sexual energies, relationship patterns that are old, stuck ways of being in love or being in relationship with other people can suddenly find themselves, unblocked, or, the outworn old ways of doing things, the old habits are ready to be replaced. And the new ones offer this feeling of brightness and hope and positivity. Now, Venus-Uranus can deliver some moments that are tower-like, tower card in the tarot. So the unexpected breakup of structures around love, sex, relationships that can lead to literal breakups or infidelity or separations or divorces, and all of that is possible. However, what I like about this is that with Jupiter co-present, I think a lot of the worst case Venus-Uranus scenarios are avoided because you have this buffer or padding built into the dynamic with Jupiter co-present. The other thing is that if you were to experience some kind of breakup or challenging disruption to love and relationships, the most likely thing that it would lead to is greater happiness and freedom, more possibilities for expansion, opportunities for growth, the feeling of moving beyond an old limit. In which case, any breakup of relational structures is probably for the better during this transit and will lead to a feeling of release, relief, liberation, etc. Still, I feel like a lot of what this Venus retrograde promises are positive reconfigurations of the Venusian structures in our life, our friendships, our social circles, the way we relate to people at work, our style, our branding. If you're someone who has your own business, a branding revolution could be in order. There's also the promise of letting go of the way that ancestral patterns inform how we love and how we relate to others. You know, I think a lot of our problems and pains in love can be traced back to the way we were raised, what was given or what was withheld, the inconsistencies, the gifts that were given. And so we could see that there is the liberation of, or the healing of, ancestral generational traumas around love, sex, marriage, relationships, friendships, and social circles or social life in general. So I think that is a really promising part of this upcoming cycle. And it is the reason that that's there built into the cycle is specifically because Venus is going through a square to Uranus in forward motion, a square to Uranus in retrograde motion, a square to Uranus in direct motion. So she really gets to go very deeply into the Uranian field and look at structures and look at old things and find ways of greater freedom and release and happiness. There is also something to be said for the Jupiterian piece of this that might have to do with the congruency of our beliefs in relationships. For example, the Venus square to Jupiter with Jupiter in Venus's sign says, you know, if you're, how many people, I can't even tell you, that come in to see me for readings and they'll say, I feel like I'm on a spiritual healing path, you know, but my partner isn't, or I wish my partner would take more interest in, you know, the things that I'm interested in spiritually speaking. Well, one thing that's actually pretty cool about this retrograde is that with Jupiter in Venus's sign, with now three over the course of the summer, three squares to Jupiter, to Venus and Jupiter squaring three times. This is what happens when I don't have my notes that I'm going off the top of my head. The potential for our belief systems to share greater affinity or to find more common ground is there. Jupiter-Venus dynamics can also be about the way in which we erode or disturb or threaten each other's belief systems because of differing desires and ways of seeing the world. And so another part of this cycle might be about, you know, getting exposed to the deeper levels at which our belief systems, our paradigms, so to speak, are helping us find greater intimacy and closeness or keeping us from it. I think that the ultimate promise of this cycle, or maybe the highest potential, is for us to work our way closer together, or to at least come to an understanding and appreciation of why, you know, my belief system or my way of engaging with the world spiritually or philosophically is, you know, is there. Like, why have I chosen it? You know, most of the time, I think if we have a deep understanding of where someone's coming from, that's just as good as being, you know, having to share the exact same belief system with someone else. I mean, sometimes things are so far apart that we can't get along. And so we seek common ground because we need it to survive in a relationship. And then there's other times where it's really not about having to believe the exact same thing as much as it is to understand and appreciate where each other are coming from. And that could be, I think, one of the really cool parts about this cycle is the potential for systems of thought, belief, morality, spirituality, philosophy to just appreciate and understand one another better. It's like they could even complement one another, you know, the way, for example, I think a little bit about the fact that, you know, my belief system is so oriented toward the sky. And Ashley, my wife, you guys know, she's an herbalist. Her belief system is so much in the plants and in the earth, right? And so over the years, one of the things that I think we've done a pretty nice job of is to understand, like a translation project, how are my beliefs, my paradigm, which is so star-centric, how can I see parallels within the plant world that all of Ashley's spiritual and philosophical metaphors kind of grow out of, right? So, but we can do, that's just one, I'm just, and we're, there's still always, we're still always learning each other's languages, you know? But I think that's what's there for all of us this summer is also to, it's like a translation project is underway. I want to love you more, so help me understand the way you see the world more. So that's the Jupiter, maybe the Jupiterian piece of this. That's not just about abundance and possibility and sort of blessings and benefits, all of which are Jupiterian things as well, but also beliefs and truth and wisdom and the philosophical structures of our life, which are very Jupiterian. So anyway, it's interesting to me that we're going to work this Uranian feature, which calls for quirky, rebellious, defiant, original, and eccentric things from Venus. It says break the mold, do something different, free up the pent-up energy, let it out. And we have to do that a few times. There's going to be a few waves of going back to that same lesson. And then there's a few waves of the Jupiterian lesson as well. And I think that the Jupiter piece also acts as a great buffer for the Uranian piece, which can be so disruptive that at times it can threaten stability, which you know, is not super comfortable for Venus, who is a great provider of harmony, which is a form of stability, you could say. So anyway, I think Venus also likes the disruptiveness of Uranus. So I don't mean to say that they can't get along. I think that the disruptiveness is really fun. For example, like that people will often describe Venus Uranus as putting the pleasure back into a place where things have gotten dry, which is why you'll find that, you know, the spark gets rekindled in relationships. And I think, like I said, like one of the coolest things was getting back for Ashley and I, since the kids were born, getting back to some of our personal habits and rhythms that we had before the kids were born. It just kind of fell by the wayside for a little bit. And they're like the simplest things in the world, but it's amazing how much more connected you can feel to someone when those little routines that you share together are there. So I also think what's cool about Jupiter in an Earth sign and Venus and Jupiter, Venus and Uranus is the way we can shake up our day-to-day living so that there's more ease and happiness and flow and sort of like ultimately more stability, but the stability is found because you have to shake things up. So these all seem to be parts of the different aspects of what Venus retrograde is going to serve up, not just by virtue of being a Venus retrograde, but by virtue of hitting Uranus several times, hitting Jupiter several times. So anyway, we'll visit that more as we go. I also just want to say thank you for bearing with me as I did today's talk without notes. That is due to traveling and just falling behind a little bit this week. Anyway, much love to you guys. And we will also have Venus retrograde in Leo horoscopes for July. All right, that's it for now. Take it easy, everyone.